Masechet Avot Perek Dalet, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai said, Heverat le mitzvah kala ka bahamura. Run to do a small mitzvah like you would a major mitzvah. Uboreach min ha'avera. And also run away from a small sin like it was a great sin. This principle we learned earlier in Perek Bet by Ribi, who said that we don't really know the value of mitzvot. And from our perspective, something could seem small, something could seem big, but really, mitzvot have much more value, or avirot have, even though it seems minor to us, it could be a major avira. So therefore, don't try and come up with a scale of which mitzvot are important or not important. But then Ben Azai is going to give another reason. She mitzvah goreret mitzvah, va'avira goreret avira. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and one sin leads to another sin. What Ben Azai is saying over here is that human nature is when a person gets into good habits and he does a mitzvah, he'll continue to do more mitzvot. It becomes easier in the future to continue down the right path. And the opposite, lo alenu, if somebody does an avera, they find it easier to commit more averot in the future. They get into certain habits. Shesechar mitzvah mitzvah uschar avera avera. Likewise, a person really changes his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person does mitzvot, the reward for that mitzvah is another mitzvah. Hashem notices this person doing a mitzvah, so Hashem is going to throw him more opportunities to do mitzvot. And the inverse with an avera, if somebody does averot, Hashem is going to pull away his guidance from them, and they're going to have to find their own way back. And when they have to find their own way back, and Hashem is not going to be pushing them or helping them down that path, they're going to have more averot available to them, and the person will be involved in more sin. So therefore, the schar for a mitzvah is another mitzvah. The reward for one mitzvah is the opportunity to do more mitzvot, and the punishment for an avera is that the person is going to have Hashem withdrawn from him a little bit, and sin is going to be more around him, and he's going to have the opportunity to commit more averot. So a person should get into good habits, because it's human nature to continue down a certain path. And also, klapei shmaya, from the heavenly perspective, Hashem brings a person more opportunity when he does good, and more averot when he does bad.